This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People work a lot from home now, right? Less office space is needed, distressing building owners. Loans for commercial real estate may not get paid back, making life hard at some regional banks that hold the loans. Real estate companies, banks, and this morning, let's talk about the folks who design and build office space and other commercial real estate. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Manny Rodriguez runs Revolution Workshop, a training program for minority workers to enter the Chicago building trades. So he sees the construction economy from the ground floor up.
Look at how many cranes are in the sky, right? There's probably two cranes in the downtown area. It's a little scary because that's a lot of the work.
Demand for Revolution Workshop's construction graduates was booming until the middle of last year.
We really saw a dip in private development, a lot of projects that we thought were going to get kicked off, and then it kind of got to a screeching halt.
At least the market for million-dollar homes is still hot.
High-end residential, obviously, that hasn't slowed. But commercial towers, high-end residential towers, that has all stopped.
Economist Michael Gukas at industry tracking firm Construct Connect is seeing a similar trend nationwide.
We're seeing many more projects that are being abandoned. And I think that much of that has to do with the financial markets.
Interest rates are high and credit's tight. But not all commercial construction's doing poorly, says Richard Branch at Dodge Construction Network.
Things like K-12 schools, laboratories, life science buildings, data centers, manufacturing in there as well, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act as well as the CHIPS Act, they're all doing very well.
But he says office construction will probably be in the doldrums until interest rates start falling and maybe more folks leave home and go back to work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.